stop pulling from your bag of tricks. Your bag of tricks is played out. You need to pull from a new bag of tricks. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. These are mini episodes that air between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes because we all need to take a few intentional moments out of each day to say, hey, what am I going to do to move the needle today, even if I only have a few minutes? A couple days ago, we talked about how we have to challenge the way we see things, that we can't continue to think and perceive the way we have been and expect different results. We can't continue to drive down old roads and think that they're going to take us to new places. And I wanted to double down on that today. And I wanted to say to you that we all have our bag of tricks, if you will, our bag of justifications, our bag of excuses, the I can do it tomorrow, I can do it later, I'm going to eat this so that it's no longer here to tempt me, I've been pretty good anyway, I'm going to start XYZ plan tomorrow. All of these stories, these are our convenient little bag of tricks, and our bag of tricks is reflected in where we are. I can tell you the cards you play by the results in your life, right? I can tell you the financial cards you play by the state of your finances. I can tell you the cards you play by the way that your fitness is on display, right? I know if you are the kind of person who says like, oh, this one thing won't hurt. Oh, I can't do it because I have a bad back. Oh, I'll start when the kids are out of school. Oh, once I lose 10 pounds. We all have a bag of tricks. I have a bag of tricks. You have a bag of tricks. Everybody has a bag of tricks. And if you want to get new results, you can't keep playing out of your own bag of tricks. You got to start playing out of somebody else's. And after a while, it becomes part of who you are. But you have to be willing to play cards that are unfamiliar, to pull tricks that are new to you, that are uncomfortable to you, that you don't even want to do. It was really hard for me to get back into a workout rhythm after the twins were born because I felt like there was just so many balls I was trying to keep in the air. Not only the twins, but Roman and work and trying to find this balance between, hey, I need sleep, I need rest, I need recovery, but I also need to make sure that I'm prioritizing my health and fitness, and everything felt like it was in competition. And it was very easy for me to pull this card that said, oh, but I need rest. Oh, but I need rest. Oh, but I need rest. And I was turning down opportunities to progress in my health and fitness because of this card I kept playing. So I had to pull from somebody else's bag of tricks. And it said one of the best ways to restore my energy and facilitate my healing is to prioritize my fitness. And so even if it means I'm getting 30 minutes less sleep, I need to get 30 minutes less sleep to make this investment in my health. This is where we're at. And it felt very uncomfortable. And I didn't want to do it. But I had to expand my bag of tricks. Because if we just keep pulling from the cards we have, we're just going to keep creating the same results that we've been creating. And you can start with just one. I don't eat after dinner. Or I prioritize protein. Doesn't matter what else I do, but I prioritize protein. I make sure before anything else crosses my lips, I've had that 30 grams of protein, period, the end, no matter what. It's not going to be easy. I'll tell you right now, it's not. It's going to feel weird. It's going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to have a million excuses. But if you keep pulling from your bag of tricks, the only options that you will experience are the ones that you've already experienced. So stop playing from your bag of tricks and wondering why things aren't changing. I'll see you tomorrow.